We begin things this week with a look at some of the recent political actions and events in New Jersey on both the statewide and local level. The state budget continues to be analyzed, and a final decision by Governor Christie regarding guns has caused a larger debate, while public and social media comments about police brought an end to a local politician's career. Here to discuss these matters is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District. Good morning, Allison McHose.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, let us start a little recap of the budget situation. You look at the $32.5 billion budget, and some say it delays property tax relief, offers more tax breaks to businesses, slashes the pension fund payment. A lot of people are saying because of property tax bills still averaging among the highest in the country, only about half the jobs lost to the last recession have been recovered and borrowing has increased, that nothing has changed in the budget under this governor. Is that true? Is it limitations brought about by the legislature? Or is it a combination of the two?
No, I think we've made some serious strides in reining in spending. Although when people look at the numbers, they don't feel that that's the case. But really and truly, Governor Christie, when he instituted the 2% cap, obviously the legislature helped him with that. But it was his idea to cap the spending at 2%. And, we knew there would be an adjustment period for that and we wouldn't see immediate savings and all. But clearly it is he has attempted to aid the municipalities, with the binding arbitration cap, different little technical things that don't come out as big numbers in the budget. But really and truly, I believe we're making strides to tamp it down.
Regarding the pension payments, of course, that's still to be finally determined. The court process is still ongoing through appeals. Let's do the cataclysmic what if. What if the unions get their way? It's they find an activist judge that wants to side with them. And what happens then with the budget?
Yeah, I don't know the technical answer to that, what we will have to do at that point. Really and truly, when you talk about the courts, that was a big push that Governor Christie had hoped to make significant changes in the court. Obviously, he has run into a situation where he has not been able to do as much as he thought he could with the courts. The property taxes are our biggest issue is the educational funding. But the unions are going to fight this, and they want their pension payment. They want what they deserve. And so we'll have to see what happens.
This is all adding up to, well, first and foremost, it has the state in the crosshairs of all the credit agencies on Wall Street that either upgrade or downgrade a state's credit rating. And the concern is that continued borrowing and the cataclysmic debt that's hanging out there with the pension fund is going to put the onus on the state to do some explaining and better detail of strengthening the future financial path. And as far as businesses are concerned, once again, by the Tax Foundation, nonpartisan organization, New Jersey is ranked last in their latest survey of state business climates.
Yeah. And I think, the big news this week was the casino gambling, the possibility that will spread throughout the state. I hope that will be an economic boom for certain regions of the state and maybe even up here. Potentially it could provide jobs for building and obviously jobs within casinos. But I don't know if it's too little too late. So I hope that like I said, the economy, for some reason, it's been slow to recover in New Jersey, slower than the rest of the country.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcHose.com on the web. State House is njledge.state.nj.us. I hesitated doing this topic only because I don't want to give someone like this any more attention, which I became the idea to me that this guy wanted the attention and all the...
Well, we can do it without saying a name.
I think that's the way it will, because he was basically sitting at home and reading all this and probably thinking, oh, this is cool. But you were at a meeting this past Tuesday at Town Council of Franklin, where you're a resident, mm-hmm. and there was a now former member of the town council who seemed to just want to trash the cops in every way, shape, or form, from a cop who, while off duty, although cops are not really technically off duty, as their sense of duty is concerned, went to the pet shop fire on Route 23 shortly to range from everything to trashing cops who stopped him because, oh my God, he was speeding. Fancy that. Imagine that. So what was the sense of the meeting, which he didn't have the guts to show up at, by
the way? Well, that changed the whole tone of the meeting, in my opinion, because I feel that almost made people more emotional, the fact that he didn't have the guts to show up. It was a very emotionally charged meeting. People are very concerned. Not only did he offend the police, their families, he offended many other parties in the town, and he was really, in my opinion, he disrespected employees of the town. He disrespected residents, and obviously the police. He definitely disrespected. So the outcome was that many people were calling for him to resign. We were in the process of starting a recall process, which, of course, wouldn't happen till the end of the year. I stood up as a resident and called for him to resign. Senator Orojo felt the same way. Two of a councilman and the mayor also spoke out. So the next day, he ended up resigning. And ironically, he went to the town where he was pulled over, that he went to their meeting that night. So it was, again, another slap in the face to us as Franklin Borough. And right now we're going to go through the process of selecting a new councilman. And we are hoping that for more positive things for the town. And we didn't need that negative attention. And we're going to move forward in a positive way.
I guess the takeaway from all this is, for those who think that making online comments gives you this shield of immunity, it's no different than saying something to somebody's face on the street.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that you have conduct that's becoming to an elected official, and there's nothing statutorily that you can get rid of someone because they're a jerk. So you have to go through the steps. And we were planning to do that. And he thankfully saw the writing on the wall and resigned. And my next door neighbor, her 12-year-old daughter actually went up and spoke, and her dad was a deceased Franklin police officer. And it was, you know, very emotional for her to get up there to speak. And that's what the tone of the night was. So I think we're all relieved. And like I said, moving forward, we will find a new councilman, man or woman.
Yes, the barking dog has left with his tail between his legs, which was quite a feat considering where his head was at the time. About a minute left here. The governor, after people were wondering would he or wouldn't he, vetoed a gun control bill that would have reduced the size of ammo magazines. I think the takeaway from this is that unlike 99% of the politicians who are addressing this issue, Governor Christie says we got to ratchet up what we do with mental health care and use that route to keep these weapons and this ammo out of the hands of people who are dangerous.
Yes, and I completely agree with him there. I was very pleased that he outright vetoed this bill. There was rumors that he was going to conditionally veto it, so that meant it would come back to the legislature for technical changes. You know, in light of all the incidents that are going on around the country, the bottom line is that illegal guns are getting into the hands of criminals, and mental health and drug and alcohol abuse combined are oftentimes at the root of many of these problems. So I applaud him for speaking out on it.
And it does prove that, I guess, the mental health lobby is shoveling in more money to the process than the gun lobby, if that's even possible. That's why they get the favorable treatment. You want to see the bill that the governor vetoed, by the way, it's A-2006, which you can see over at njledge.state.nj.us. And to share your thoughts on what we talked about here and other issues, you can do that with the Assemblywoman, AliceMchose.com. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alice McHose, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a good Sunday.